We're working through different sugyas, prati, detailed sugyas of how bitachon filters down into our lives. And you know, when you ask a person what's bitachon, and he says, trust in God, trust in Hashem. He runs everything. Everything is Him. It's all Him. So you'd say it's true. That's definitely very true. But that's what we call chachma. It's a wisdom. It's a nice, large chunk. God runs everything. Everything's Him. Everything's for the best. Everything. Like in one shot. Emes? Of course Emes. But that idea, that truth, is like at the top of a person's head. The really top. Now, what we're trying to do, as always, we're trying to get down to the heart, to the area of our feelings, of our emotions, our reactions, our responses, what life is made up of. That's over the heart, in the heart. So we need to get that idea that a Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world and everything is from Him, from the top of our head to our heart. So one of the ways that we're doing that, and Shaar B'Tochen is our guide, is that when we start to break down that large yesod, Hashem runs everything, and we start to break down everything into certain categories, seven categories, and then within each category we start to make even subcategories. So when you make categories and subcategories and you understand how bitachon, that major yesod, again, top of the head, how really that yesod is really into six subcategories, we just brought a little lower. And then with each of those subcategories, there's categories and there's subcategories, and we get slowly, as we continue to break it down to its fine nekudas, we're bringing it closer to our heart, which is when we break things down, it's called bina. And when you continue to break things down into bite-sized chunks, right? You have a big piece of meat. You can't just bite into that. We're not a behemoth. You have to cut it into pieces. But even those pieces, those slices are sometimes too large. You have to cut those into pieces and pieces until you could chew on it, and you chew on it, and then you swallow it. Life, that's how life goes, right? Same thing with our mind. There's no difference. You have big chunks of information, big emunas, big truths, but you can't swallow that. You can, you can't. Meaning, yeah, the piece of meat, I paid for it. It's there. I got it. It's mine. I own it. You can't eat it like that. That big yesod that I have in my head, I own it. It's true. But you're not, you can't live with it like that. So slowly but surely, you cut pieces until you're able to chew, right? Too big of a piece, you choke. Too small of a piece, it's not satisfying. You need that right size, and then you chew, and you taste the flavor, and eventually you swallow it down. My bubby told me 20 times you chew. It's a big avod. The 20 is like very, very high. But she says, if you don't want to choke, bubby told me, 20 chews. So what we're doing now, the beginning, I mean, we've been in Perek Revi for a long time. So it's always good to bring back where we're holding. So Perek Revi is where the Shaar B'Tochen is taking the big yesod of B'Tochen. God runs everything. We broke that down into seven conditions of what make up bitachon. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, everything's for the best, He knows better than me, like we've discussed many, many times. And now we're drawing into our life through the seven categories, the categories of our physical needs in this world, our connection to people in this world. These are different categories. We're going to get into Ruchnias, we're going to get into Olam Haba. Breaking it down into different categories is going very slow. And then within each category, we're breaking that down into bite-sized pieces. We've been discussing the connection that we have with people, our wives, our kids, right? Not just ourselves. That we dealt with already. Now it's between us and another person, us, a wife, a kid, a family member, a friend, a business partner, a boss, a worker, a co-worker, all of these sugars. We're breaking that category into even more bite-sized pieces. And then we're even going into that and discussing nuanced situations. Because that's the way that we come to learn to truly live with the bitachon in a nuanced way, which aligns with our big chunks that we believe in. It's just that sometimes that big chunk at the top of our head is hard to swallow. Right? So that's what Sharpei Techen is doing. So let's go into one of these nuanced pieces within the realm of being social, connecting with other people. A nuanced piece. So on page 158, Aval Avofne Bitchono Alelokov B'inyonim Mishu L'mala Mimenu U'mishu L'mata Mimenu Mikitos B'nei Odom Haponim HaYisharim Lo. However, the manner with which to have bitachon in God regarding the matters that pertain to someone who is of a superior or subordinate class of people. So we're breaking down. We dealt with ourselves being lonely. We dealt with family members. Now we're dealing with somebody who's above us or below us. It could be at work. It could be a social standing. It could be a wealth standing. Some people are more wealthy. Some people are less wealthy. Some people are higher up in the, whatever it is. They're higher up or they're lower. The proper way to conduct himself with them is as follows, according to Bitachon. Kishiyovi oso hatzorech levakesh chefetz mimishu lamal menu. O lamata mimenu. Sheyivtach bo elolokov yisimem siba bahashlamasu. Let's get it clear first. When the need arises for a person to make a request from either his superior or his subordinate, life, no one can live life on their own. We always need people. Sometimes the person's above us, sometimes the person's below us. Sometimes it's a boss, sometimes it's a worker. Sometimes it's a wealthy person, sometimes it's a poorer person than you. Sometimes it's a high-level doctor, sometimes it's a lower-level doctor, right? Above or below. Whenever you need to request from anybody, he should rely on Hashem. The trust, the relying, the hope is always on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though I'm dealing with another person, clearly, my hashtadlus is with another person, but the hope, right? The hope, which is in the heart, the head and the heart, has to be with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. To deliver his request, ultimately, I believe that the only way this request will be fulfilled, and however it will be fulfilled or unfulfilled, is only coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And consider those people. So how do we look at the people? If anyway, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's running the world, and everything's flowing through him. So how do we look at these people with the eyes of Bitachon? And consider those people of whom he made the request, the doctor, the lawyer, the kid, not the kid, the co-worker, the boss, the worker, all of these people you made the request to be merely the messenger that God will use to complete his request. And we have to pound this into our heads. Everybody we deal with are messengers. Whether they're above us or below us, they're messengers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So my hope always has to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My tefillahs always have to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I deal with people. I hope to Hashem. Now, of course, what's the nisayon? What's the nisayon when I'm dealing with other people and I need to ask requests? What's the inner nisayon? This just happens all the time. We think that this person, of course, is the one who could provide it for me. Obviously, why else would I ask, right? And what's going to happen if we only think that this person is the one who could provide it? Yes, I believe in God. I have that big chunk somewhere above, right, at the top of my head. Of course, I believe in God, obviously. But I'm asking this person right now. I need a loan. I need help with something. And I'm going to ask this person. Now, what's going to happen? If he's below me, now whatever that may be, if I'm asking a worker to do something for me, I'm the boss and I'm asking a worker to do something. So, sometimes, how would a boss ask from the worker, take care of what I want. I pay you to do this thing. Do this thing. And if he doesn't do the thing, what happens sometimes? You get upset, you can get frustrated. I told you to do the thing. Why don't you do the thing? Or if you're asking from a person who's above you, right? You want to ask, you need a favor from the boss. You might feel inadequate. you might feel, I don't know if I could ask you, I'm not sure if this is appropriate, I don't know if you would want to help me. Right? We start playing, our emotions start to play with that person that we're dealing with. Sometimes haughty, sometimes inadequate. Sometimes we get upset at the person, and sometimes we feel guilty asking or worthless. These types of feelings, which is we'll call it normal before bitachon, is abnormal if you have bitachon. Because when it comes to bitachon, the emotional reactions, responses, way of being should, we have to work on it, takes time, should only be me and a Kadosh Baruch. That's it. There's no difference between the person who's above and who's below in a Kadosh Baruch's eyes. He can make, we've learned this, he can make anything come through anybody at any time. That's what I'm hoping on. And if I get it through, and if I get it, it's from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if I don't get it, that was a Kadosh Baruch Hu decision. It wasn't this person's decision. We have to slowly let this, like this is a nuance. We're talking about requests from people outside of our wife and kids, let's say. Even though you could throw them in here also. Right? We're breaking it down into requests. Now let's go a little bit weiter. Kasha Yosim Avodas Ha'aretz Uzri Asa Sibla Tarpo. I'll just read the whole paragraph. Vim Yirtzel Ha'atrifu Mimena Yitzma Chazer Av Yifra V'Yirbe Ve'en Hodos Ha'aretz Al Zeh Acha Hodo Labori Levado Vim Lo Yachpots Elokim La'atrifu Mimenu La'atzmich Ha'aretz O Tatzmich V'yikrat Samech Pega Ve'en Ha'ashim Ha'aretz. Says Shrabi Tach, just as a person who chooses working the land and sowing it to be the means for his livelihood. Why did this person totally parenthetical. Why did this person choose working the land and sowing it to be the means of his livelihood?
Why? Because it's a quiet way of just, it's him and the land. And the land is the proof, direct proof from Hashem.
Okay. Well, a little bit more.
You had better, you more.
No, a little bit more. You tell me. The answer is, according to Shar B'Tachon, is because a Kadosh Baruch implant within him the desire to be the one who plants and sows. Yeah. Because he likes to be quiet with the land. Right. He likes to rely only on a Kadosh Baruch.
A farmer who lives that life, I mean, I'm talking about a religious-oriented person, is going to see all the movements of Hashem. Especially, I'm sure if you're in Israel and you look out at the farms, which I have, and you go with amazement.
Correct. So
there, two little Jews are running this big thing, and.
Correct. So this person has a certain etiyah for that, like a David HaMelech. Right? Some people like to be in the hot seat. They like the money. They like the stock. They like that stuff. They wouldn't be able to handle a farm, a quiet nature. But that we're taught, right? Again, parenthetical, but that Shar B'Tachon taught us. How do you choose a job based on the netiyah that Hashem planted within you? We're also fields of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He plants.
Do you get credit for it if you buy it as an investment?
If what?
If I buy the farm as an investment.
Then credit for what?
And I have some Jews working. Do I get credit for that?
Yes.
In other words,
of course.
That Hashem produces. Or am I negated because I didn't do it altruistically? In other words.
Oh, so now you're getting to the thoughts. Okay, well, we'll discuss that afterwards. The thoughts matter.
I heard that in high school. She said the same thing. I never heard from her.
I'll be here next week. Just as a person who chooses working the land and sowing it to be the means for his livelihood, in which case, if the Creator wishes that he be sustained by it, then the seed will sprout forth and be fruitful and multiply. It will rain. It will go. It'll work. Nevertheless, it is obvious that he shouldn't give thanks to the earth for this. On one level, we'll talk about that in a minute. Rather, thanks are owed to the Creator alone. Now, we're going to have a question from this week's Parsha, no?
The one coming up.
Shmos.
Yes, he says, Moish says, you come along and you made things worse. What am I supposed to do? He says, you wait. I'm going to show you. Pharaoh's going to have a rough time.
No, something else. Anybody?
Water? The water of the river?
Moshe Rabbeinu gets saved by the water, yes? Mm. Moshe Rabbeinu gets saved by the sand when he digs the Mitzrayim. Later, he's not allowed to hit the water.
Because he has to give thanks to...
And he's not allowed to hit the ground because he has to have a karas atov.
He gave
the
tarot.
So it does, so we'll see. Right. So it doesn't mean, we'll see what it means. You don't give thanks to the ground, like, thank you, ground. We'll talk about that soon. But akupanim, when the crops grow, you don't start saying thank you to the ground. You say thank you to Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's obviously the one who's running the rain, making the soil have nutrients, making the crops grow. If, however, God does not wish to sustain him from it, then the earth will not sprout forth any vegetation. It won't work, it won't rain, the soil will be bad, there'll be a famine, whatever. Alternatively, it will sprout forth vegetation, but something adverse will happen to it. Could be bugs just take over the whole thing. A flock of locusts might come and just eat up everything. In both of these cases, it is obvious that the earth is not to blame. So just as we understand when it comes to the earth, again, one small mushel, there is no difference between me and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If the earth is giving me my request, the parnasa, the vegetation, or if it's me and a person, another human being. We get tricked because people have brains, people make decisions, people have bechira, right? So what I think, if I ask this guy, it's more likely to come through him. I'm going to hope in him. And this person, I'm not going to hope in, whatever it is. We're making all these, where's my trust? The answer is it's never the person. He's just a messenger. He's just like the earth. If it grows, if the deal comes in, if the doctor helps me, if the medicine works, ultimately it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu to thank.
So let me ask you something, just because we're talking about the earth, global warming. So that's a big thing these days, right?
So I guess.
Kadosh Baruch Hu controls everything. No, but we won't get into this. So people are starting to drive like electric cars, for instance. Maybe some people won't drive electric cars because it's more economical, and some people say because it's, more globally safe to do it that way. So our perspective should be, I don't have an electric car myself, but should our perspective be that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the climate and everything, and whether we drive an electric car or don't drive an electric car, it's completely irrelevant.
I mean, I think I don't know what global warming really is, I'm not really sure, but if that's...
Nobody is.
Okay, well, Lutzer, it's a real thing or whatever, then you have to believe Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's running it. It's not because of our emissions. It's for Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if then the scientists then say, according to what we understand, Chachma, it makes sense for the world to stop using these emissions. That means Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's running it. He's sending these scientists to tell us what they believe. Now, my decision should be based on, it's all coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If my niti is towards what these scientists are saying, not because they created it, Kadosh Baruch Hu created it. And if there really is a global warming and really we should go green, then that's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do. I'll do it. But if I don't feel like that, then again, you have to always put it.
If you drive an electric car, then it's not your lack of bitachon, for instance. It's just you believe in a scientist. It's your.
What's your kavana? It depends your kavana. Depends your kavana. You could have a person who's driving an electric car and it's totally a lack of bitachon. It could be. When they say that the sun's going to go out in 2 billion years, and you start getting nervous right now, you have a problem. The sun's going to go out in 2 billion years. Oh my gosh, I better get my investments in order. That's lack of bitachon. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Right? We shouldn't be getting nervous from these things. That doesn't mean you can't act. Again, we're going to discuss that a little bit more today. The way we act, and the way our kavana is, our hishtadlus and our bitachon are one sugya. I can buy a car with hishtadlus, but be totally calm and totally connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu at the same time. So let's continue for a second. So let's read the note here. 158, not the note, I don't know, whatever they're saying over here. When a person makes a request of someone, he should not rely on that person. Rather, he should rely on God alone and realize that God is the true source of everything. That's what we've been working on. In a macro way, the big chunks, we're trying to really get that in. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu is running everything. Now we're trying to draw it down into the details of life. Furthermore, since God is the true source of everything, it follows that he should not put any more hope in a person who is more capable of fulfilling his request than one who is less capable. I was waiting for that.
What?
Be careful, but ask it. Yeah, go.
No, I have to ask it.
Yeah. No, you have to.
I have to.
Right, what did you just ask? Let me read the line again. And this is based on what we said before, and what we're going to say in a minute. Furthermore, since God is the true source of everything, it follows that this person should not put any more hope in a person who is more capable of fulfilling his request than one who is less capable. Because if it's God anyway, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Here we go.
You're hoping the person at all.
No, here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
One second. Okay. Go for it. Yeah, Moshe. Yeah.
Come on. I can't.
I know. It's okay. I was waiting for it.
I will not ask you for architectural plans for the expansion of my house. Lu Yitzuya wanted to make an expansion.
How do you know I didn't take architecture in college?
You didn't.
Me and Avi, we discuss architecture all the time.
All the time.
Fine. So you're not going to ask me. Okay.
No, but look, I'm not.
Just ask the question straight. We're going to point out the pagam in the question, but ask it straight.
There are people who are through study qualified to undertake or to provide an answer.
Right.
Whereas other people who have never studied this, don't know anything about this, they can't answer.
Right.
Provide the answer.
Everybody hears the question.
And you're
so I'm going
to
go.
No. Go to the best person.
Correct. No, I'm good with that. But you have to ask the right person for the right outcome.
Hashem will direct you.
So in terms of hishtadlus, one second. So in terms of hishtadlus, this is what Yom Ben is going to say. I'm going to talk. We're on the same team here. In terms of hishtadlus, hishtadlus is doing. Do I go to the guy who knows architecture, or do I go to the guy who doesn't know architecture? Do I go to the best doctor, or do I go to the lowest doctor?
That's different.
Do I go to the guy who has... If I need a loan, do I go? Hishtadlus. Do I ask the person who has money or the guy who's poor? Hishtadlus. Hishtadlus, my bechira, you go to the person who can help you.
Very good.
Hoping, trusting, there's no difference.
We pray through the...
Wait.
Hoping and trusting is bitachon. And then there's something called hishtadlus. What happens like this? Before I get to this answer, when I do research and I buy a stock, okay, I pay the money or whatever, I push the button, hishtadlus, it goes up, it goes down. My emotional reaction, it can go down, right? So you have, I'm doing a hishtadlus, which could lose. So my hishtadlus, my hands is doing one thing. My hands are thinking it's going to make. But of course, that's not how we can't live that way.
Correct.
The trust, the kavana, the hope is whatever Kodesh Baruch Hu wants.
Correct.
But can I go and just arbitrarily just close my eyes and just push any button and pick a stock?
Maybe better.
Lotto.
I don't want to start saying Lotto. I'm going to get in trouble. I got in trouble one time. You guys don't agree with me? No, you have to do your shtadlis. We have to split the hishtadlus and the hope.
None of us, I think, are disagreeing with anything at all.
No, we're just speaking it out.
The program has to be, you know, there's Ichleis, Feder's kid who just turned bar mitzvah, okay? I'm not going to go to him and ask him to build, to draw up the plans for my house.
Correct.
But it is the point.
Okay, why is it not the point? Why is it not the point?
The way they went to somebody is not qualified.
The ability for you to get what it is that you're davening for is not dependent on who actually provides
you
it to you.
You have to pray for the person upstairs.
Because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's going to provide it to you. As far as what you need to do in your own mind,
listen.
Ask to go to, of course you're going to go to ask somebody. You're going to ask Rebbe Shaila about whether you're supposed to do this or do that.
That's
right?
That's the only point that I'm making. We're not disagreeing.
Your point is, of course, correct. But he's not saying, they're not dealing with that.
Right, what does he say? Read the words he says.
He's dealing only with, believe that it's coming
any
from.
Hope. Right.
Hope. Where is it
you
coming
should
from?
Not rely on that person.
Right, who is it all coming from?
Whoever you do, hishtadlus is first. Whoever you choose,
correct,
don't have any more hope in this guy versus this guy. But in your choice, you have to go to the the best. I just knew that was a trick. It was a trick. Me and Beish picked up on it. I knew someone was going to bite on it.
Of course.
He says, should not have any. I know. But you have to be careful. It follows that he should not put any more hope.
No, no. When we go to a doctor,
yeah.
Less capable. More
what I've learned over the years, you don't say, Oibi, I want you to make sure you make me well. What you say is, God, I hope that you will give the necessary things to Irving to heal me.
Correct.
And he's just the...
Why'd you pick Irving? Why don't you pick Dan?
That's something even maybe God controls, doesn't control.
No, that's... See, that's what we... control
everything.
Right. Our bechira, our choice. You go to the doctor who has 5 stars, and not the doctor who has 1 star.
Yeah, I mean, whatever
you go to the surgeon who's done 1,000 surgeries, and not the surgeon who's done 5.
You're still going to make your choices.
Well, that's why we have Moshe Rabbeinu with the hitting the what do you call it? The water didn't come.
So
he didn't have faith in God, and God got very upset about it.
So 1 second. So
of course he had. Of course he.
Nobody got angry.
No, of course he had faith in God.
If we understand,
but God says, why'd you have to hit the rock twice?
In a little bit of a deeper way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs Teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs nature. Yes? Now, by nature, we'll call it by nature, even though it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu running it, there are some doctors who are more matzliach than others. There are some stocks that are more matzliach than others. Who's running that Teva? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm giving a little bit of a deeper understanding here. So therefore, when I go, I need a doctor, and I look at the guy who's experienced, and he has 5-star ratings or whatever it is, and then I have this newbie guy. Yeah, it could be that he charges a little bit less, and this guy charges a little bit more. But let's say money's not an option, as I say. According to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who does he want me to choose?
The best person that I can.
Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because if you believe the Borei Olam is the one who's running everything, so ultimately, that's why this doctor is more matzliach. So really, every choice you're making is also bitachon. You're never not in the world of bitachon.
Sometimes your choice is what you can afford.
And that's, then Kadosh Baruch Hu, you only gave me a certain amount of money. I can't go to that guy. Now I only have these guys available. So that's him guiding you towards the situation. And if that guy messes up, lo aleinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu also decides that. So when we're talking about hoping, the point is, and Daniel said it, the point of hoping is you hope only on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bechira, we deal with people. The moment you hope in one person, or I hope in him more than him, you're already out of bitachon.
As soon as you hope in something other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu,
you're out of it. You're done.
But something my son happened last night. Daughter, a grown daughter in my house, coughing her guts out, not feeling well, fever. So we say, okay, go to urgent care. Goes to urgent care, has the flu, goes home to isolate in her house, okay?
Everybody move a few feet away from us.
It's fine. I was wearing a mask.
Everybody
is
a
fool. Yeah, you send her new.
So I asked her, did they, and she's coughing like crazy. I asked, did they listen to your chest? No. And I had the wrong reaction, and I lost my frigging mind. Because what doctor says, oh, you have the flu, but it could be pneumonia, could be anything.
Right.
So I put my mask on, got her, and found a nurse that I happened to be mother-in-law nurse. I said, oh, got him out of bed. I said, do me a favor, listen to her chest, and tell me if I have to go to the ER with her.
Okay.
Okay, I lost it along the way, you know, the whole thing. But what? You want the most qualified, you want somebody, you're hoping these come. So it turns out that Ribbono Shel Olam didn't want that moron in the urgent care to listen to my daughter's chest.
Right. Let's say, yeah, so.
Yeah, okay.
So why'd you lose it?
I got upset.
You're sending, a person's sick, they have to go to a doctor.
Yeah.
We hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything runs from him. He wants that doctor to, we'll call it a mess up.
Yeah.
So what are you upset about? That's exactly what happened. And then, now what's your response? My response is, well, I really think it's appropriate to check it out. So let's do more Hashtadlis. I'm wasting my time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted you to do that.
Yeah.
No, I didn't waste my time.
I'm just saying that all the emotional reactions, that's where the lack of bitachon is. The whole thing is. That is also, but we're not there. Don't trick him now. He's going to get confused.
No, it's not, he never gets confused.
I always get confused.
Yeah. We all understand. Let's go weiter.
I disagree with you. I always get confused.
Page 159. V'chein kishivakish me'echer mehem chayfetz. Therefore, when he requests an object from one of these people, whoever he chose, you chose somebody. So you obviously did his shtadlis of some sort, who is either above him or below him. He should consider the weak person and the strong person as equally able to perform his request. That's after you made the choice. But your choice should be based on bitachon. We've discussed this many times. Who got me into this issue in the first place? Why do I need to request something of somebody? I'm lacking. Why am I lacking? Kadosh Baruch decided it'd be good for me to lack. Great. Bitachon. Now I have to do ishtadlis. Yes? Okay, you could daven. You could. Now you go to the person that you think is going to help you. You go to the urgent care. You ask them, I'll be ishtadlis. Can you help me out with this thing? That's where you are now. However you got there. HaKadosh Baruch is still behind it. He was the one who created the issue. He's still behind the doctor in the doctor's office. But you do your status. Now, when you're hoping on the results, who are you hoping? You're hoping on the doctor? You're hoping on the medicine? You're hoping on HaKadosh Baruch because he's still there. He didn't leave. And then we're going to fearos, we're going to finish off. Now, what happens when the results come back? Positive. I mean, in a good way. Positive, sometimes the doctor's bad. Positive and not optimistic way, in a good way.
Thank you.
Kadosh Baruch Hu. And we discussed last week. He's always, you have to put him at the beginning of the program, in the middle of the program, even when I'm doing beginning of the program is, this issue that I'm dealing with, I believe it comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now he wants me to do his shtadlis. So I have to go find somebody. But Kadosh Baruch Hu is behind. He's still there with the shtadlis when I'm going to choose. And then after the results come back, whatever way they come out, he's still there. He's still there. And then we're going to learn, how do you look at that idiotic doctor after the results came back? Results meaning he didn't do something that you thought he should do. How do you look at him? Before we get to the answer, what do you think? How do you look at that doctor?
Well, he's a shliach from
Moshe. He's a shliach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Wait.
So now there's two ways to look at him. There's two ways to look at him.
The results didn't come back.
Correct. There's two ways to look at the guy. Number one, I'm not upset at him. I don't blame him because he's a shliach Hashem. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. I might never use him again because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me to use a guy who doesn't know what he's doing. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this guy not to know what he's doing for this time. So that's what keeps everything equilibrium. That's what keeps everything calm. We can make choices. We can respond. We can react. If a person decides to put money in a certain stock and it goes down, you could either lose your marbles because you don't trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or you could say, it's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, but I'm not going to put my money in the same stock again. It's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants.
Well, maybe now that it went down, you should.
When you get down, it's not
about it. But remember to trust in Him. Don't start doing your... That's where the mind goes. Yeah. So therefore, when He requests an object or something from one of these people who is either above Him or below Him, He should consider the weak person and the strong person as equally able to perform His request. Because ultimately, it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not placing any more trust in the stronger person. If you feel yourself placing more trust and hope in somebody, more comparatively one over the other, you're not having bitachon in a Kadosh Baruch Hu at all. Because when you're making a choice, I hope in this guy more than that guy, you're not obviously hoping in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you're making a choice who a Kadosh Baruch Hu would want me to choose one over the other, then you can start making comparisons. But not hoping, not trusting in them. We have to learn how to make these splits. A human being is not just one piece, like a robot. Our head can be in one place, our heart could be in another place, and our hands could be in a third place, all aligned to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. My hands could be going to the doctor. That's not going to Hashem. Of course it is, but my hands are going to the doctor. My heart's hoping towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu. My head is trying to make the proper choice, but it's all with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You have him there at the beginning, have him there in the middle, have him there at the end. You're going to be a more calm, a more happy, a more positive, tranquil person.
I was not calm, I was not happy, and I was not tranquil.
But now, as an avoda, this is a big avoda. Let's say a person fell. He lost his emunah b'tachon, let's say. Now, an avoda to do is to close your eyes for 5 minutes, not even. Go back over the exact situation and input proper b'tachon from the time she's coughing, recognizing it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the time of the night that it was chosen, that only urgent cares are open, picking an urgent care, put a Kadosh Baruch Hu in every single part, and then imagine your proper emotions, that is actualizing b'tachon 100%. That's b'tachon. And it doesn't matter that he made a mistake yesterday. That don't matter. Because maybe that wasn't his test. Maybe that was above his pay scale in b'tachon. But tshuva is right now reworking it. And in your visualizations, you can do it. And it's actually considered like you had b'tachon. 100%. That's called tshuva. It's a big avoda. Just because a person makes a mistake, what he thinks is a mistake, it might not be. Might not be. The very fact, I've said this many times, we'll say it again because we always need the chizik. The very fact that after you fell, you realized you fell. How did you realize you fell? That means you have some bitachon. If you didn't have any bitachon, you didn't run anything safer at all, and you just lost it on some doctor, you never would know that's a lack of bitachon. You might say it's a lack of ain. It's I have to work on my midos, maybe. But to say that getting upset about a doctor is a lack of bitachon, that means you have bitachon. Right? Not you don't have bitachon. You do have bitachon. How did you even know to think like that? So now go over the situation again in your head with bitachon. The whole thing will change. Not only did you do tshuva, you didn't fall at all, you only accomplished, and guess what? You're going to have a stronger layer of bitachon for next time. You made a kinyan nafshi, a real kinyan nafshi. You acquired something in your nefesh. It's the real deal. You could do it before the day starts. We've discussed this. Visualize a meeting, visualize a certain situation, put a Kadosh Baruch Hu in there every step of the way. Visualize it. For those who know how to visualize, some people it's not easy, some people it's easy. You can work on bitachon with visualizations. Before the fact, during, after, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hayahovi. If we get stuck thinking, I made a mistake, there it goes again, then you're a kofer. No? There's tshuva. We think tshuva is only when you sin, like by stealing or something. Tshuva is every moment returning back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I lost myself. That means I wasn't with the Borei Olam. Tshuva is returning back to him. The next day, just bring him back into the situation. Because guess what? In your mind, when you're imagining last night and re-putting in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, guess what? That's actually happening. It's like a little sci-fi. But it's actually happening because your mind is also Haya Hoveviya. It's getting a little bit into deep chassidus over here, but when you're thinking about yesterday, guess what? God is in the yesterday now. For real, for real. That's what tshuva is. It's, I don't know if you know the koch of tshuva, what it really is. You can actually change things. How did you turn an avera into a zechuya? Into a zechuyas, right? Nepach, you did an isser, and then you did tshuva me'ahava, you turned it into a real zechus, as the Gemara. It's a Gemara. How'd you do that? It's magic. No, because when you went back in tshuva, you actually changed what happened then, which then changed now. It's like Back to the Future. Whoa. That's what it is, a little bit, right? I don't know what you're talking about. It's the real deal. You have to be very careful.
You already discussed, the next page.
Well, with the question we started getting into. Yeah.
No, so it answers it.
So let's read it. Let's read it inside. 159, second paragraph. I don't know if I finished. Second to last words in the first paragraph, he should rely on God, blessed be he, that his request will be filled. Whoever you ask, however you choose, trust only in a Kadosh Baruch. And again, you only rely on a Kadosh Baruch. The answer might be no.
But no answer is an answer in itself.
But who made that choice? Kadosh Baruch. V'im yishlam ha'idei echad mehem, yodeha bori yizbarach ha'shehishlim cheftzo, V'yod l'mishen nasa yadu al libo hatov lo. Shabori hevi to al yadu. If his request is fulfilled by one of the people, the doctor helps you out, the money, you made money on the deal, the investment worked out, you asked a favor from a Rebbe, from a friend, a coworker, and they provided it for you, then first, we're going to add the word first, then first he should thank the Creator, blessed be He, who fulfilled his wishes. Ultimately, the flow of your request comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The flow, the water, the pipe is that person. The pipe is the coworker, the boss, the investment. That's the pipe, right? A pipe without water, there's no point to the pipe. The water is the flow from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the ultimate tachlis. So we recognize him first. But don't make a mistake. He should also thank, for two reasons, the person through whom the favor was done. We have to have midos. We have to thank people. One second, but ask it. Let's speak it out. Why would I have to thank him? He really didn't do anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have chosen anybody. I just need the water. I could close my eyes and I could pick any pipe. And the water will flow through. So really, if you're really living with Bitachon, why should I thank anybody? Just be a nice guy. Because he wants something from him for the next time? No. So why do we thank a person? Number one,
that he's a messenger from the Rabbanu Shalom.
For his good heartedness, because he also made a choice, right, which is between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But two, for the fact that the Creator brought his benefits through him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose this person to be the pipe. Sometimes I did hashtadlis to choose the pipe. Sometimes I close my eyes if the situation is that way and arbitrarily I pick the pipe. Either way, the fact that that pipe is there, the one providing for me, the structure in which the flow comes to me, Kadosh Baruch Hu chose that also. That's part of Bitachon. I trust that however this got to me was from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it could be this person also. That doesn't mean I hope and rely on him. And I don't see him as being the one who provided, but I see him being the one that Hashem chose to be the one to provide. And therefore, I thank him as being the messenger that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to thank him. How do I know? HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose him to be the pipe.
Even though I think I chose the pipe. Even though I think I chose the pipe.
That thought is where that's a lack of bitachon. And that's going to create problems. Entitled feelings, that entitlement feeling, or the I don't think this is going to work out feeling, both coming from a lack of bitachon. After you choose which pipe, according to his shtad, is not hoping, but according to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, that this doctor, he's more matzliach, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to be more matzliach, and you choose him, there's only feelings you have supposed to be with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That, again, we're humans, we're not going to be there right away. But this is how we have to start training ourselves. Again, nuanced cases within categories, within subcategories, within the big chunk. The big chunk, the Kadosh Baruch Hu runs everything and everything's for our best. Great, that's Chachma. Breaking it up into the different categories is called Bina. But as we have a nuanced situation, a request from an urgent care doctor on a Motzei Shabbos, nuanced, that's called Das. That's the integrated knowledge that now we know how to handle this situation going forward, and if we didn't do that, we can go back in the past and fix it up. Even if 10 years ago something happened that you lost it, we'll say, you can go back 10 years in your head also and fix it up. Why not? God's limited? It's not limited. You can go 20 years. You can go 30 years. And really, as we've discussed, you should go back to the job that you're in right now and go back and say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is the job you wanted me to have. Go back then. And start building from 10 years ago your bitachon. It will help you infinitely in the now. I'm Hashem. We'll continue next week.